It is all about Australia in our Wine of the Week tonight.
And wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us now to talk about the best wine values from the land down under. Good to have you back.
Hey, Sean. How are you? Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And now, you say Australia is where you cut your proverbial wine teeth. Explain that.
When I first started out as a young, handsome wine drinker.
Aren't you younger and handsomer now?
Now I'm older, but I started drinking Australia wines. That's where I learned about Shiraz and Syrah and all those wonderful blends that they have down there. And what's really remarkable about Australia, and actually most wine producing countries, are there some really, really great values. So we're going to start a new series about once a quarter. I'll come in and talk about the very best values from a particular country. And we're going to start with Australia.
All right. Well, what do you suggest for folks who like Chardonnay?
Well, the 2011 Henry's Drive Morris Code Chardonnay. This is spectacular. Charming scents of lemon, limeade, roasted nuts. Just an appealing start. Then you get these flavors of ripe citrus, red apple, pear, nectarine. It just keeps piling on here. And then it's all on a creamy frame. Excellent acidity. Mineral notes provide perfect counterpoints to the bright, lingering finish. $12. Folks, this is a great wine for $12.
Now, Thanksgiving coming soon, associated as an American holiday, but you're suggesting Australian wine for Turkey Day?
Absolutely. A perennial favorite at our house, the 2010 Dearnberg Hermit Crab. Now, this is a blend between Marsan and Viognier, and what you get is the Viognier contributes the tropical fruit white flower characteristics. The Marsan adds these little notes of marmalade, honeysuckle, ripe pear. It's all on a lush, deep frame. Just penetrating. Little touch of tangerine in there. I really like that on the back of the tongue. $17. Again, a great value.
Australia is big on blends, isn't it?
It is. They love their blends.
So what do you have?
How about the 2008 Kessler Stonehorse GSM? Now, that stands for Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre. And this is just a beautiful wine from the Barossa Valley. Ripe blueberry, floral violets, roasted coffee, intriguing and compelling. I'm not sure whether I want to drink it or pour it on my ice cream. mouthfeel is rich and dense, flavors of blackberry and blueberry liqueur, a little bit more chocolate, a little bit more espresso. All melts together beautifully on the palate. A nice, juicy touch of bacon fat. Bacon fat on the end, and who doesn't like bacon fat in their wine? I do. $19.
Wow.
Last 20 seconds. Good cab?
Great cab. 2009 Penley Phoenix Cabernet Sauvignon. Get aromas of blackberry, cherry tobacco, and the big bouquet. Then you get integrated flavors of blackberry, cedar, and licorice on the front of the tongue. And then these savory grilled meat notes on cocoa kind of linger on the finish. $20, another great value.
Ooh, nice. Thank you, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.